This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. During a White House press briefing, Vice President J.D. Vance used former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters as an example of someone who might be eligible for a payout from the federal government. The money would come from a $1.8 billion fund created for people who claim they were victims of so-called lawfare during the Biden administration. Vance inaccurately said that Peters had the book thrown at her for misdemeanor trespassing.
Is it reasonable for her to get some compensation for the fact that she was treated unfairly? I think the answer is yes.
A jury actually found Peters guilty of four felonies, including conspiracy to commit criminal impersonation and for three misdemeanors. It's unclear if she would qualify for the fund, however, since she faced state and not federal charges. Governor Polis recently commuted her sentence. An iconic roadway in Colorado, Independence Pass, will open for the season on Thursday. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
At more than 12,000 feet, Independence Pass is one of Colorado's most beloved scenic drives. It also shaves hours off the journey between Pitkin and Lake Counties. The curlicue section of Highway 82 winds past alpine lakes, hiking trails, and a ghost town. The Colorado Department of Transportation says the warm, mild winter allowed them to complete much-needed repairs to the road. The pass is typically open until late October or early November. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. Along the Central Front Range, another cool, damp day is forecast. In Denver and Colorado Springs, the high temperature is near 58, near 71 in Grand Junction.